There you go. Got the right button.
I'm on.
You're on. You're on. I think I'm on. I'm not sure, but
you're on. I'm on.
Howdy. Welcome to Monday.
Well, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah. I heard you mention a minute ago. Enjoyed your Georgia trip.
We did.
And had a good vacation.
We did.
I think your fish that you caught was bigger than the one I caught. I'll tell you right now. We got some fishermen here on staff. Fish person.
I don't know how good I am at fishing, but I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah.
And Eden and I took a little fishing trip.
Cool.
And we had a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
Let's see. Found the right song. The song that we were looking for, somebody had called in. And we were looking for that song by maybe a different group, but we found one. And
that you found the right song by the Horn Family.
Hallelujah. So we've got it. We didn't have it in our regular rotation, our playlist. So what I did is I pulled it down from YouTube is where I found it.
All right. Well.
And so thankful that it was the right one.
Yeah. Well, okay. And we have another caller. This must be a very popular song. Because we had a person text us and said that they had requested that exact same group and song before, but that you were the first one to play it.
Well,
okay, so we must be right in tune with what the Lord would have us play today, for sure.
Well,
I prayed that this morning. I prayed that we would play the right songs, and sure enough. So, yeah, well, thank you for letting us know. I'm glad that was a blessing to you.
Yeah, and let's see. God bless you to our friends at 1524.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
God bless you all. Yeah. And here 1211 says, it's great to have you back. Missed you last week. Yeah. You weren't the only one.
We
missed her.
I miss being here. Appreciate Brianna and Brother Eddie taking care of things. And a lot has happened since. A lot of good things have happened. So.
Well, the thing is, it's not that we don't want you to go back on vacation, but if you need to go back, just go. If good things keep like this keep happening, incredible.
I'll just
incredible
keep my
things.
Bag packed.
Yeah, just keep it packed. You
just
know?
Keep it packed.
Yeah, there you go.
And even more good news this morning. When I'm talking about good news, I am talking about the reversal of the Roe versus Wade. Can I just be honest with you?
Go ahead.
Through the years, you know, you pray that the Lord would do something in that realm in protecting the unborn, and you pray, and you, not that you get to the point where it's like, it's what's done's done. There's no changing
right,
it.
Right.
But you know what? Shame on me.
All of us forever getting
to that point of thinking there's nothing that can be done.
Yeah.
Because, and now, you know, there's riots and protests and burning and looting and all this going on. And so we won't talk a whole lot about that. But drive time, tune in this afternoon.
Yeah.
5:15.
Well, I can tell you right now, though, I was so glad to, you know, not that we were glad that you weren't here, but the fact that, you know, we were here Friday. I was sitting in a chair, and the phones went ballistic.
Yeah.
Which was great. The text line went absolutely ballistic. And pastor calls in and says, did you hear the news? I said, I just saw it. I just saw it come across because I was watching the news. It just came across the scroll at the bottom of the screen. And he says, can we go live? Let's go live. Let's go live right now. And I said, yes, sir. And so we had to preempt programming for about 35 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. And so, yeah, I'm sure it'll be the topic of much discussion and much praise.
Amen.
And I said this yesterday from the pulpit, and I make no apologies for it. I think every born-again child of God that believes that King James Bible and is born by the grace of God ought to be jumping for joy and giving God the glory.
Amen.
For every prayer that has ever been prayed, every pastor that ever stood in a pulpit, and every person that ever went to a pro-life rally and stood in the snow and the rain and everything else, every anniversary, every year for 50 years, and God answered prayer.
Yes,
and, you know, I realize that there are ramifications behind it all, and different states are different, and obviously that's going to be a battle. But the victory, the victory was won.
Yeah.
And so hallelujah. And that wasn't the only thing.
No.
That come down the pipe.
There was a ruling today. And
absolutely.
We've talked about this gentleman. And,
yes.
And asked for you to pray for the football coach out of Washington State who actually was fired. Because
right.
He was fired because, not because he was a bad coach, not because
nope.
he, not because of anything. He was fired because after the game was over,
yep.
The last whistle had blown dead, everything was done. I mean, and people were leaving.
Yep.
He quietly walked to the 50-yard line
yep.
and knelt and prayed
yep.
by himself.
Yes.
He did not solicit anyone to come with him. He did not provoke anyone to come with him. It's something that God put in his heart to do
yep.
after every game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of his players saw him, and they started going out on their own.
Yep.
Some of the opposing team's players would often come, or staff, etc., would go and join him. Again, not solicited for
no
anybody.
No coercion whatsoever.
But he was fired because he refused to stop doing that.
Yep. Yep.
Well, this gentleman took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Can I stop right there for a second?
Yes.
Isn't it a privilege that we live in a country to where we have that right?
Mm-hmm.
When your constitutional rights have been violated,
mm-hmm.
to be able to petition
yeah.
the highest court in the land.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the conservative leaning court,
oh yeah,
this would have never made it that far.
Yeah.
But God, in his infinite wisdom from time past, allowed that particular arrangement on the court
yeah.
to be able to hear this case and him be able to be heard.
Yeah.
In that, I mean, that's just astounding to
yeah.
me.
It's surprising. This gentleman's been fighting this for years.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Joseph Kennedy.
Yeah.
And today, the Supreme Court sided with Coach Kennedy. That said, it was a vote 6-3.
Yep.
Same lines. Said that the coach's prayer was protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you have it.
You know, I just love it when God shows his mighty hand.
Yeah.
The opposing argument to this was,
mm-hmm.
now this is a stretch.
Yeah.
This is how far they stretched this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, well, the coach, and I'm being a little sorry, if you hear a little tone of sarcasm in my voice, that's because I am. But the opposition to this was, well, the coach is such in a position of authority that would obviously determine player time, that if on the outside chance that some of those other kids didn't join him on the field, that would weigh in his mind by not allowing them to play as equal as the other guys. Now, I don't know this gentleman personally. I don't know it. I don't know, but I can say this. If a man has enough fortitude in his spirit and in his soul and in tune with God, as I believe this man probably does, to walk out on the field and pray by himself
mm-hmm.
and answer to God and speak to God on a weekly basis on a football field, I doubt very seriously that he has any other ulterior motive
no.
in his mind about whether or not he was going to give equal playing time to those players who believed in prayer or those that don't believe in prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you just assume that that was going to be the case? And that was their only opposition.
Yeah. And they went on to say that they felt that he was praying while he was, quote, on duty as a coach.
Yeah.
Come on. The game was over. Everybody was leaving. And so they said they can document what I'm seeing here back to 2015
mm-hmm.
was when they actually asked him to stop doing it.
Yep.
And he didn't.
Yep.
And I think that he stayed on for maybe a year or two after that
yep.
and then ultimately ended up getting fired.
Yep.
So a great victory for Coach Joseph Kennedy, again, the football coach that went to the 50-yard line and prayed after the game. The Supreme Court sided with him,
praise
saying that prayer is protected by the First Amendment.
Yeah, praise the
so
Lord.
So that's a huge victory.
But that same crowd, and I will leave it be, but that same crowd that cries for everybody to pray when tragedy strikes at our schools.
Yeah.
Whether it's a football game or whether it's in a classroom, wherever, that same crowd that cries out for, oh, let's pray for the victims of wherever, is now crying foul whenever we want to praise God and pray to the God of heaven on our own, even on a good day.
Yeah.
Is that what we've reduced ourselves to as a nation, to only pray to God on the bad days?
Oh, yeah.
You know, forget about the good times, but only on the bad times when something major bad happens that we just, you know, all of a sudden, oh, we got to stop and we got to pray.
Yeah, for the first day or two, they'll call for prayer, and then they'll call for some other kind of reform, anyhow.
Anyway, that's another subject, but I'm just saying, you know, how sad is it? But thank God for the ruling for this coach.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Now, you know, I don't know if they'll give him his job back or not, or whether he'd want it back or not, but I can just tell you.
I don't know. I would say there'd be a lot of contemplation there. But congratulations to Coach Joseph Kennedy.
Yes,
and
sir.
Thanks be to God for the victory there.
Yeah.
Let me kind of shift gears here and want to ask folks to please continue to pray for Miss Karen Fox.
Yes.
If you've listened for any amount of time, you've probably heard Miss Karen. She is the Sunday morning anchor and helps out at other times and sometimes on Saturdays and then weekday afternoons as needed. But Miss Karen battles diabetes and has for a number of years. And she was not feeling well last week, and just kind of things escalated. I was kind of out of the loop because I was on vacation.
Right.
But she went back to, like, the ER on Wednesday because she just still was not doing well. They had to give her some fluids, several bags of fluids. And it turned out that she got in a very serious place by Friday night. And had the Lord not put it on the hearts of some folks to try to reach her, and they couldn't, and they just wouldn't let it go, there's a high probability that had that not happened, that Miss Karen would have went home to be with the Lord.
My.
And so they got to her in time, got an ambulance that came, took her to local hospital. She was flown to Greenville Memorial.
Oh, mercy.
Early Saturday morning, I got a text at 10:05 that she was, the helicopter was leaving with her. She, at last report, remained in ICU in Greenville, but she's doing better.
Oh, praise the Lord.
So I know a lot of folks have touched heaven on Miss Karen's behalf, and I know when she gets back, she will say thank you herself, but can we say thank you on her behalf?
Amen. Amen.
And something called ketoacidosis.
Ketoacidosis, yeah.
That's where insulin levels in the body are completely whacked out.
Yep.
And it basically starts producing acid and releases that into the bloodstream, which can kill you.
Yeah.
I mean, if it continues to go on.
That is correct.
So that was a very, a very generic way of explaining it.
That's good. You did good.
But she is doing better. And let me see if I can... Can give an update here that Miss Kim is with Karen today, right now, and she's doing better. Karen originally was so confused and could not even communicate, but they've done a slow IV drip of insulin to try to flush out her system of the toxins that were poisoning her, and she's doing better. And the ketoacidosis has rectified itself, or what they've done has cleared that up.
Yeah.
Again, a very simplistic way of saying it, but she will be in the hospital at least. Well, right now we don't know when she'll get out, but she is doing better, and so that is a great blessing. It's an answer to prayer, and if you would like to send a card. You can send something here, and we will make sure that Miss Karen gets it.
Yeah.
She's still very weak and tired, but she is doing better because Miss Kim was with her originally, and then so from originally Saturday or Friday night till today, she said a world of difference.
Yeah.
So again, we're thankful for that, but realizing how incredibly close that was to being way more than anybody thought it would have been.
Yeah. I mean, I have lost one brother to diabetes, complications to diabetes, and we'd often find him in a something similar situation like that, to the point to where his blood sugar would just go completely off the chart.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and there's times whenever it go the opposite way, and his blood sugar would get so low. And then when your body doesn't have sugar to burn, it starts to burn, and it creates lactic acid in your body. And it, of course, that attacks the acid in gets in your bloodstream. It starts to attack all the different organs of your body, and they start to shut down. And so, our thoughts are with Miss Karen. Such a sweet lady. I tell you, she bless her heart. Just coming back on the radio, and then years ago when I first started, you know, she was always that encouraging word to me. She said, "You're still sounding." I'd sound terrible. She'd always say, "No, you're sounding good." And so that being said, we're praying for you, Miss Karen.
Yeah.
And thank you for everybody who's continuing to pray.
Yeah.
And today,
if you'd like to send a card, you can just send it here to WGCR and put Attention Karen Fox, and that's 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, two words, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina 28768.
Very good.
And we'll keep you posted, but please continue to pray. Again, she's better, but she was an extremely sick lady.
Boy.
And I don't know the recovery time on this. I guess it just varies individual to individual, how they respond and whatnot. But again, thank you for praying for Miss Karen, and please continue to.
Yes, please do.
All right, brother, let me grab something over here because I was
you got
sharing.
Something?
I do.
Okay.
Let me see if I can tear this open without making a mess. I did.
Okay. Very good.
I wanted to get all the details here so I could talk about it intelligently.
Intelligently.
Good luck on that one, huh?
Okay.
Me talking about it intelligently. The Primitives having their Hominy Valley Sing, and you hate to say it's the final, but as it has been, this is the final one. Now, they may revamp it in the future, but the Primitive Quartet in their final year of full-time ministry, they've been on the road 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years.
So they said at the end of this year, they're going to be coming off the road full-time. But the Hominy Valley Sing has always been a big week over there in Candler at the Hominy Valley Singing Grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, we're going to do, I'll let you do all the technical things.
Okay.
We're going to give, we have got two different sets of two tickets.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a certain number of text as our winner. So our text line, 828-577-1296, and you need to text the word tickets. And we're going to take the fifth and the tenth text that we get, and we've got a pair of tickets for each of you. Again, the fifth and the tenth text at 828-577-1296. These tickets are worth $20 a piece.
Yeah.
That's what the admission is. So go ahead, give us a text. Again, text tickets to 577-1296, 828-577-1296. And we've got the lineup. The Primitives are there every night. But on July 1st, that's when they'll start, which is what, Friday, they'll have the Kingsmen and 11th Hour with them. On the 2nd, they'll have the Inspirations and the Troy Burns family. On the 13th, the Jackson Family, Journey Home, and Dry Creek. And then on July 4th, they always have a big 4th of July and do a tribute to veterans. They're going to have Paul Williams and also the Perrys. And they have a big time. They've got the Maple Ridge Baptist Church Youth Group providing concessions. And it starts at 7 o'clock each night, again, July 1st through July 4th. The finale of, as we know it, the Hominy Valley Singing. So are we still kind of going through there?
I am. I'm having to count these because, you know, I've never had text messages come in this fast.
Okay. Well.
Which is good. I think we have them.
Okay.
I think I do. And so our fifth text that come in, you need to text us back if you are 4361.
Okay.
If you are 4361, your last four of your phone number, 4361. Okay. Text us back with your address, and we'll get that out to you.
Uh-huh.
And then text number 10, it just come in as, we can go ahead and give the name, I guess. No, well, hold on a second. We've got, hold on, here come. I see it now. Here is number 10, 8334. 8334 is the last four, okay? And so if your last number on your phone, 8334, you're our 10th, and 4361.
Okay.
You are our fifth texter. I guess that's a word.
Yeah,
fifth
I think
texter.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. We can make
all
it
right.
up.
Very good. Yeah. All right, so congratulations. And we do have our winners.
Kimberly Ash from Pisgah Forest. So, Miss Kimberly, we will get this addressed to you. And I see that you live in Pisgah Forest. If you'd like to pick it up, let us know. Otherwise, I'll drop it in the mail to you this afternoon.
All right. Very good.
Kimberly, if you would let us know that. And then the other...
waiting on that one to come back.
What was that number
that
again?
That 8334.
Okay.
Okay. 8334 was that number for our 10th caller.
Okay.
So you text us back.
Yeah, and I'm going to write on this one, okay, a little sticky note. Okay, so we've got two sets that have found a home. And yeah. Miss Brianna, be listening this afternoon, because Brianna will have one more set of tickets that she'll be giving away this afternoon, and we'll look forward to that.
All right, always, very good.
Always a real special time over
there.
They have a great time, and somebody's happy that they won.
Yeah.
We just need need your name, and we won't have to give it over there if you don't want us to.
Yeah.
But we need to get a name or address or both if you want us to mail it.
Yeah,
if
they're
not,
so excited they forgot to text us back their address.
Yeah. Says, yay, thank you, Jesus. I'm for you there.
We're there. We're there with you. 8334. Go ahead and text us back your address so we can get that to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Very
and we
good.
We won't give out addresses over the air at all.
No, not at all.
But appreciate the Primitive sharing those tickets with us and allowing us the privilege of giving those away.
All right. Very good.
We got two revivals going on this week, Brother Eddie, that I wanted to mention.
Okay.
We've got the summer revival at Stony Mountain, and they're starting at 7 o'clock every night. Brother Tommy Wetzel.
Okay.
Hope I'm saying that last name correctly.
Yeah.
He'll be there tonight through Friday night.
All right.
Week at 7.
Very good.
Then at Progress Baptist, they started their summer revival yesterday, had a double header with Brother Larry Raines and also Brother Johnny Jones. And so we had that going on. And then tonight and tomorrow night at 7, they're going to have Brother Johnny Jones, his son-in-law, Tony Jones, and then his grandson, Joshua Jones. So the Jones Gentleman Trio will be there preaching tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And then also at Progress Baptist, if I can pull up something here, Pastor Doug Raines text that they're having a ladies' brunch this Saturday, July the 2nd, from 11 to 1, and the guest speaker will be Carolyn Logan, who is the mother of Pastor Joel Logan. And so that will be a very special time. And there is a number, if you'll jot it down, ladies, if you would like to go, you need to text this number by Thursday of this week to reserve your place. The number to RSVP for the ladies' brunch at Progress Baptist that's happening this Saturday, 864-304-7489. Again, 864-304-7489.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so that'll be a big Saturday. That'll
excellent.
Be a blessing. And I've never met Mrs. Logan, but I understand she's quite a lady.
Very
so,
good.
And I know her son's quite the preacher there,
Brother
Logan, who pastors Tabernacle in Greenville.
Yeah.
So those are a couple of things. You got VBS at Cathy's Creek.
Yeah.
And then also at Turkey Creek.
Yeah.
I'm doing that from memory.
I think Turkey, if I'm not mistaken, Turkey Creek was like a Friday night, Saturday, wasn't it? Am I wrong?
Well, we got Turkey Creek
that's Turkey Creek coming on this week, right?
Yeah,
you're right.
It starts today or yesterday.
Yeah,
it goes
right.
all week.
Okay, very good.
And 6 to 8:30, so get involved. Vacation Bible School. Appreciate all the hard work that's already gone into VBS this year.
Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do ours in a couple of weeks. I've got it in my pocket. My daughter says, "Go put this on," and she stuck it in my pocket. So because we run them about a couple of weeks at a time, and so
yeah,
I
now,
try to
when
get
is
it.
Your...
Ours won't be till after. It'll be the second week in July.
Okay,
so it won't start till the 10th, and we're doing something a little different because we're starting on a Sunday night.
Oh,
because that way we can have commencement on Friday night.
Oh, that'll be good.
So we're going to start our Bible school on a Sunday night, go through Thursday night to get the 5 nights in, and then have commencement on Friday night.
There you go.
So we can make that just a separate event.
Yeah.
So be cool.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
And I appreciate, I look back at my childhood and I have some real special memories of Vacation Bible School.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate all the people that work so hard to invest in my life. And so you are making a difference. I know sometimes you feel like you're just making Kool-Aid and giving cookies and doing macaroni art.
Yeah.
But no, I think of that song, The Refrigerator Door.
Absolutely.
About that.
Every
little
time.
Yep. So God bless you, all the VBS workers. We salute you.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a reunion happened in Alexander, North Carolina.
Okay.
Several cousins got together this past Saturday to celebrate a family reunion. There are three cousins in the family that are over 100 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, and unfortunately, one of them couldn't come, so two of them got together. And Irene Wood and Evelyn Lance. And when asked, what is the key to living a long life? Mrs. Wood, who is 101, mm-hmm. here's what she said. To give the Lord the praise and let him live in your heart, and he will take you through everything no matter what.
Wow.
End quote. There you go.
Well, that's a line of poetry right there.
Yeah.
You see that? Heart and what? There you go.
That's
it. How great is that?
Yeah. And her 102-year-old cousin, Evelyn, said with a laugh, be happy and don't be grouchy. So there you go.
Yeah.
But wow, three cousins over 100.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
That's a
but
blessing.
I loved what Mrs. Wood said. That just got me, and God bless them. And a belated happy birthday to you.
Fantastic. And
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know we got Swap Shop items here, so if we want to jump on in there, that'll be
that.
Good.
We can do that.
And congratulations to Lori.
Yeah,
that she was our text
okay,
our
yeah,
other winner
right,
there.
Yeah, finally, yeah, I
thank
see
you
that.
For letting
come
us
in.
Know.
Thank you for telling us. God bless you all, for sure. Well, in our Swap Shop items for today, I see this, and this one come in on Friday. We now got it on our list for you. Here's someone in search of a pug breed puppy or adult dog. And the backstory behind this one is that they had lost one.
Aww.
It was sad. And they're trying to replace that same breed.
Mm.
And so if you have one, if you know someone or how they can get one, 696-9041, 696-9041.
No disrespect to the dog, but is that the one that looks like it's got a smashed face?
It looks like it ran into a wall.
Okay, yeah. And I think they're adorable.
they are
but
adorable.
But I didn't know a better way to kind of explain.
And they do require a lot of care because the way their skin folds are.
They wrinkle up.
Yeah, and you got to keep them nice and clean. But they're cute dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love dogs. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. A neighborhood yard sale. Love those. This is going to be on Dodson Flats this coming Saturday, starting at 8 a.m. Dodson Flats, located across from TVS on Old 64. Okay, I know where that is.
Okay.
It's not too far from where Acosta Road and 64 kind of intersect.
Okay.
And if you need more information, 606-1506. Again, that is Saturday, July 2nd, 8 a.m., Dodson Flats, 606-1506.
Here are some new tires. There's two of them, 195, 65, R15s. The Super Cooper LSX, say that real fast, $50 for the set, 577-9898, 577-9898.
It's a catchy name.
It is.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to say it a bunch of times, you know, in a row, but there you have it. Let's see, I guess that yard sale has passed. Yeah. So that sale has passed.
Yeah.
Here's a lawnmower. It's a Kubota FZ2100 3-cycle diesel zero turn. It's a good running mower, has about 22,000 plus hours on it. They're asking $2,500. They also have a 16-foot utility trailer with loading ramps. It's in good condition for $2,000. You can text or you can call 384-4361 or 447-2627. Again, 384-4361 or 447-2627.
Here is a extra clean 2-bedroom, 1-bath home located 3 miles from Brevard. It's furnished. It has a carport with two vehicles, a ramp entrance, covered porch and deck, lawn maintenance included, no pets, no smoking. Background and credit check is required. $1,800 per month plus security deposit. 778-1366 or 553-4229. 778-1366 or 553-4229.
Fairview Rest Home is still looking for a hairdresser that would be willing to come half a day a week, and you can even pick the day. Call 628-1565, 628-1565.
And here's someone looking for an individual to mow a lawn in the Pisgah Forest area on a regular basis. You can call and leave an answer. You can call and leave a message if no answer. 884-6153. 884-6153.
And I think that's our items for today. Looking at traffic, it's just the normal 26 slowdown.
I think our buddies on the tree crew are back at it on 64 near Horseshoe.
Oh,
between there and Etowah.
All righty. That is a big undertaking.
Yeah.
They got a heavy equipment. So in that area, if they're trimming the right of way, they'll have you down to one lane.
Yeah.
So just kind of keep that in mind.
And click on the, I'm just going to let you do it because you can feel sad along with me.
Uh-oh.
Click on the sign there in Pisgah Forest. Now look.
Oh, wow.
Look at the date.
Did I really read that right?
You did. You did read it right.
Snap.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, we were hoping. Something must have happened. I don't know what.
Wow.
But somebody could inform us. But am I seeing it right like you?
Well, I kind of went off and came back and zoomed in and zoomed out and zoomed back in.
I refreshed it 3 or 4 times. I'm thinking that can't be true.
Okay, unless there's a typo for whoever does
this.
According to the map we're looking at right now, you're correct that the Highway 64, where you're doing the detour on Acosta Road and the Acosta Bypass through the roundabout, that's going to remain in place until July of next year.
See, now, did we not read that there were like dates that like
I
supposed to be like June
of
this year?
Thought it was going to be maybe even pushed back to like, you know, maybe July 3rd, 4th,
maybe.
5th, somewhere in there in July.
Nope.
But let's think that maybe they meant to say July the 20th.
Maybe they could say July 2022.
Yeah.
Because that's just in a few more days, obviously.
Right.
But maybe there's just a typo.
Let's go with that.
We'll go with it. But
and
I just
think good thoughts.
That caught me off guard this morning whenever I was looking at that, and I went, no way.
Wow.
Another year? Unless something major happened that they've got to do something different. I don't know.
I don't know, and I know we have Brother Rick. He's good
to
let us know what's going on.
That's just a bummer, yeah.
So can you fill us in if you're listening, Brother Rick? Is that a typo, or is it really going to be July of next year?
Yeah.
Which is kind of depressing to even say.
I know.
But it's okay. We'll work through it, and it's all good.
You know what else we got going on this Friday? Blood drive.
Yes. There's a blood drive here.
Here, yes.
And it works every year to coincide around the 4th of July and also around Veterans Day.
Yeah.
We do 2 blood drives a year. You can go to redcrossblood.org, and it's this Friday, what time?
10 o'clock in the morning, 10 till 3.
Okay.
All afternoon.
If you're going to give blood, what, about an hour? That's what you should
plan? Yeah, you should plan for about an hour. Make sure that you're well hydrated.
Yeah, drink
lots of water. So drink lots of water. You know, make sure you eat that morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and that way you relatively good health. Obviously, if you're running a fever or sick or anything like that, just stay away.
Yeah.
You know, we'd love to have your blood, but not when it's sick.
No, they wouldn't
so
take it.
They wouldn't take anyway. Yeah. So just save yourself the trouble.
Yeah.
But if you're in good shape and, you know, eat well, drink plenty of fluids, get those veins to pop up and come on in here and donate.
Yeah.
It's always a shortage during holiday time, especially right now with donations being down.
Yeah.
So redcrossblood.org and get your set up, get your schedule set up.
Yeah, you can schedule your time to donate. I think there's still appointments. And, of course, they've got extra folks here to take care of walk-ins. But it's just going to streamline the process if you go ahead and go online and get registered. Just going to kind of help you and them out.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's those minimum requirements. What is it? 110, 12 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
In good general health. And just know that if you're on certain types of medications, it could make you ineligible to donate. So if you've got questions there, you can go online and you also find the number. I think it's 1-800 Red Cross. You can call them.
Yeah.
And if you've got questions, if you're eligible.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. That's hard to believe. We're already the 4th of July.
I know.
And I was doing a little bit of looking to see about fireworks because we usually try to give you a little bit of a rundown of what's going on. And what I know right now, the 4th is on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say that we will be on a holiday schedule here and we'll have a special good old gospel song, patriotic one during Swap Shop. And then we'll have a special message from Pastor Barton during the drive time slot.
Okay.
But we'll have our regular preaching broadcast. But I appreciate those that have volunteered to work. For fireworks, on the 4th in Brevard, about 9:30 is what time they're supposed to start.
All right.
Downtown Asheville, about 9:30 on Monday. Lake Julian, on the 4th at 9 to 9:30 is what they're saying. And you need to park at the William Estes Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
They're at Overlook Road. They don't want you parking in the loop at Lake Julian. They'll have that closed.
Yep, yep.
And they got a free shuttle.
Yeah.
So they just wanted to let you know. And
very
no
good.
Pets because just the crowds. Bryson City Freedom Fest, it's on the 4th at 10 p.m. Lake Junaluska is doing it on the 3rd. Which would be Sunday at 9:30.
Okay.
Silva will be on Monday at 9:45. Lake Glenville, they're going to do theirs on Saturday, I guess it is, around 9:30 that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Lure on the 4th that night. Beach Mountain on the 2nd. Hendersonville, July 4th. I love what they do. I wish more people would do this. On Monday morning, they'll send up a big red balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say if you can see the balloon, you'll be able to see the fireworks.
Yep.
So it kind of gives you a preview.
Yeah.
So Maggie Valley will go at dark on the 4th. Robbinsville, Saturday at 10 p.m. Columbus, the 4th at 10. Cashers, the 4th at dark. Valdez, they'll do theirs on Friday. Cherokee will do theirs on the 3rd at 10 p.m.
Okay.
And a reminder that any fireworks that you enjoy seeing is illegal in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right.
I just tried to kind of tone it down.
Tone it down a little.
It cut out all this whole page of talking about it.
Everything that you enjoy seeing
is illegal.
Is illegal.
If it flies in the air or explodes, it's illegal.
And yet we have them everywhere.
Yeah. Now, those people have permits, and they've done it the right way.
Right.
So that's it. But as far as a lot of people, they go across the South Carolina line.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll get a bunch of fireworks, and they'll bring them back, and they'll shoot them off.
Yeah.
What's legal by the law, by the book, fountains, smoke devices, snappers, glowworms, sparklers, poppers, snakes, and novelty items that do not explode, fly, spin, or leave the ground.
Yeah.
So if anything explodes, flies, spins, or leaves the ground, it's illegal.
So like bottle rockets.
And Roman candles.
And Roman candles.
I mean, growing up, man.
Yeah, I know.
People used to aim these at each other. We were not smart people.
No, we were not.
That was not smart, but it did happen.
Yeah.
But it's illegal to do Roman candles, firecrackers, aerial fireworks, firecrackers, and bottle rockets.
Yeah, yeah.
There you have it. And in the forest, it's super illegal. Once it's illegal, I don't know that it can become super illegal, but that's my word.
Yeah.
Because you're doing it on national federal property.
Yeah.
A $5,000 fine.
Ooh.
Or 6 months In prison or both?
Or both.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
So, yeah. They're illegal in the national forest. So, I call that super illegal.
Yeah, that's
$5,000 or prison or jail.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that right.
Got to protect the natural resources.
Yeah. And in all seriousness, if you're going to do anything, they say you need to have, don't let kids do it.
No.
Watch them. Make sure that you've got some water handy.
Yeah.
And you know what I've found? That with the grandkids, those sparklers.
Yeah, that does a trick.
You can burn your fingers.
Yeah, you gotta
be
careful.
Hold it too far up.
That's right.
And it'll blister you.
Oh, yes.
So don't let the kids do anything unsupervised.
Yeah.
Not smart.
Yeah. And we've figured out various ways to pack gunpowder to where, you know, that we can just, you know, cause serious damage if not supervised.
Yeah. So in all seriousness, leave the big fireworks to folks that, are knowing what they're going to do.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that's a wrap for today, brother.
All right. Well, glad you're back.
Good
to be back.
Appreciate
you being back. And glad you got to enjoy your vacation. And, I just kind of felt my stress level go down a little bit when I watched you drive in the parking lot. I really did. That's no joke. Yeah, sure did. But thanks. Good to see you.
Good to be back. God bless you, folks. Thanks for joining us. And Lord willing, we'll meet you back here tomorrow.
All righty.